Did you leave this world gently? Our mothers and fathers wish, until it wasn't, because they could not find gentleness in the world, and so why would leaving be any different? Anyway, who leaves this world gently? We will look the way we all look when studying a face that has studied us. Who are you? Who am I? Where are we going? What is this feeling inside of me? Why? What does it all mean? Etc. His last words? I am feeling a little better. How about now? As in other cities, there are alleys with pollarded plane trees, which, if you know the way, will take you the back route to the market, the bakery, the laundry, the vegetable gardens, the school where we learn grammar, history, geography, and sums, the gymnasium where we learn to bend and not to break, the library where those of us who are able to read borrow books about other cities, the post office where those of us who are able to write consider posting the letters we might someday write. Until then, we write in our head or trace them in the dark on one another's backs. We take a back alley route to the cemetery, where sometimes we go to visit ourselves. In other words, as in other cities, there are places to live and places to die. In the city, we are dimly aware of the other cities, the villages, the farms where we were born or found, or we found ourselves, places we left behind as this city wrapped itself around us like time, until it became the only city. The places from the before fade, grow fainter, farther away, until it is too far to travel even in our minds. For example, the city that contains our city, the one outside the wrought iron gates which open onto, where else, le boulevard de l'hôpital. We can't be sure we didn't make it up altogether. The city is, in other ways, unlike other cities. In the courtyard, sometimes there are masked balls, where famous scientists and artists and doctors dress as robed monks, musketeers, knights in armor. On those nights, the great pavilion is strung with fairy lamps, colored lanterns, flowers and streamers, and we dance as though we are Jeanne Avril at the Moulin Rouge. And then, look, there is Jeanne Avril. No, really, there she is, a citizen of the city too for a brief while. The luxurious pain of a body in the throes of its symptoms has been likened to a dance, and when she, a dancer, was a body in pain, it was something to behold. Unlike other cities, there is a photography annex with platforms that fill an entire studio, platforms along whose length we walk, because the way we walk is worth capturing and inscribing on plates of glass. There are headrests for close range, large-scale photographs of our heads or parts of our faces, our eyes, our mouths, our noses, our ears. Longer exposure requires immobility, and so iron gallows to suspend those of us who can't walk or hold ourselves upright, those of us who will eventually be carried on stretchers, those of us who will be told it is not the point to see the great doctor's dead face when he lies in state. At which point, we will wonder, as we sometimes do when we are poked or pinched by some suspension apparatus, why does everything have to be so pointed? The city, like other cities, has a history. The city, for example, began as an arsenal. As with other cities, its history is contained in its name, Salpêtrière. In Latin, Salpêtrer, salt of stone, saltpeter. Sparkling white crystals that grow on stone walls and hardened soil and other damp, dark places. Trash pits, dovecotes, henhouses, barnyards, cellars, and crypts. Sparkling white crystals, which, when mixed with other things, it is eventually discovered, are an essential ingredient for gunpowder. In the before, we were daughters. Daughters of all sorts of people, who themselves were the sons and daughters of all sorts of people, and so on. Sometimes an eye breaks free, and one of us was the granddaughter of a Peterman, whose job it was to scrape off.